Good evening, brothers and sisters in Christ. My devotion tonight is titled, O Praise the Lord. And so the scripture passage is Psalm 117. And so I have the two verses here. Let me show it to you. So you see two verses on your screen. These two verses are all that make up Psalm 117. It is the shortest psalm. So let me read these two verses. Psalm 117. O praise the Lord, all ye nations. Praise him, all ye people. For his merciful kindness is great toward us, and the truth of the Lord endureth forever. Praise ye the Lord. So I hope that what I will share will be a reminder to us of some of the key truths of our Lord and his merciful kindness, his greatness toward all. And despite this psalm being so short, it is a very meaningful psalm. So praise the Lord. The first point I want to make, therefore, is that this psalm is a call to praise the Lord. Who has been asked to praise the Lord? And if you have your Bibles and since the two verses have disappeared from the screen, you will see in verse 1 that the call to praise is to all ye nations, all ye people. So it is a universal call to all nations and people, not only the Jews. Even though it was written by the psalmist, it was not a call only to the Jews to praise the Lord. We can clearly derive this from Romans 15:11, where Paul, in quoting and detailing this psalm, said, "And again, praise the Lord, all ye Gentiles, and laud him, all ye people." And so this psalm is a call to praise the Lord. It is not a request, but in my view, it is an urge or plea to all to praise the Lord. The next point then is why are all nations called to praise the Lord? There are some reasons that clearly we must know. Firstly, the Lord is over all. Secondly, it is the truth that the Lord is God, He is Almighty, He rules all things, He is in control of all things, and everything that happens is by the Lord's allowance. We also know that the Lord created all things, and imagine how great God is in being able to create all things by His word. God is full of power. He has power to do all things, including to punish and to destroy. The Lord is the greatest, and He deserves all praise, despite what and how people consider Him. And here I have in mind those who reject the Lord, those who do not accept Him and do not believe in Him, despite how such people consider the Lord, He is still objectively the greatest and deserving of all praise. And so failure to praise the Lord despises and rejects Him, and then there is the consequence of the Lord's judgment. And despite the Lord's supreme greatness that is unsurpassed by anyone, anything, His merciful kindness is great And so I will elaborate on that afterwards. And the truth of the Lord endures forever. So these are some clear reasons why all is to praise the Lord. So let me elaborate some of the key points in this psalm. And first is the Lord's merciful kindness is great. And so that is in the first part of verse 2, which says, "For his merciful kindness is great toward us." Great merciful kindness. Great means superior. It means strong, and it means it prevails. And so we have to consider that in contrast with the awfulness of the judgment and punishment, whereby God has pardoned us. Now, all of us, we know, are sinners. Ecclesiastes chapter 7 verse 20 says, "For there's no one on earth that is good that sinneth not." And so Romans 3:23, "For all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God." And Romans 6:23, "For the wages of sin is death." So all have sinned and deserve God's justice and wrath and punishment, because God is a holy and just God. The punishment is severe and forever. Hebrews 12:29 says that our Lord is a consuming fire. And Revelation chapter 20 verses 14 to 15, and I'll just read quickly. Revelation 20:14-15 says, "And death and hell were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death. And whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire." Despite all these, that the Lord is just, holy, and demands justice for sin, God has given a way of salvation, and that way of salvation has been extended to all men by the gospel through the Lord Jesus Christ. We know John 3:16. And the gospel call does not discriminate or differentiate people. It is an invitation to all. And so 1 Timothy 2 verses 1 to 4 says, "God will have all men to be saved and to come unto the knowledge of the truth." Quite obviously, God, because of his love, he desires all men to be saved. And so as awful, shameful sinners, we actually do not deserve mercy, but we deserve justice. Now, specifically to us who are God's chosen people, who have been given grace and his salvation, and we are now God's children, God has given us mercy. In Psalm 103 verse 4 says, "Who redeemeth thy life from destruction, who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercies." Psalm 103 verses 10 to 12, "For as the heaven is high above the earth, so great is his mercy toward them that fear him. As far as the east is from the west, so far hath he removed our transgression from us." And so these verses show how great the mercy God has given us, how great the pardon God has given to us. Otherwise, we would be condemned and we would be heading to destruction. So surely those of us, we who have been saved, must rejoice and appreciate and praise God for his loving kindness. We are to praise him without question or doubt. The next key point is that the truth of the Lord endures forever. That is in the second part of verse 2. And so we know that God is truth. Deuteronomy 32 says he is a God of truth and without iniquity. Just and right is he. John 14:6, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. no man cometh unto the Father but by me. God cannot lie. God has given us the truth. John 16 verse 13, howbeit when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth. Praise God for the truth that he has given to us, the truth given to us so that we could, amongst other things, know God, we could know his way of salvation, his promises to us, how to worship him, to discern his will for us, and how to live to glorify him in our lives. God's word is internally consistent and externally consistent. This is another part of why the truth of the Lord endures forever. So when we say God's word is internally consistent, it means that within all the words of the Bible, within all the books amongst all the different authors of the Bible, there is no inconsistency. Externally consistent, I mean that the Bible has been authenticated and verified by things that have been prophesied and events that have been prophesied, and they have come true. So that is externally consistent. God's word has been preserved for us ever since it was written. God's word does not change. God's word will continue forever. And we can safely stand firm on God's truth. Indeed, without God's truth, what can we stand on? We can joyfully and with comfort be confident that we have the truth and we are people of the truth. Therefore, we are to live for the truth. Otherwise, if we say that we are children of God, we are Christians, we are believers, but we do not live for the truth, then our lives are lies. Then we come to the conclusion of this short sharing I have. Well, all that I've said earlier were some elaboration of the key points in the two verses in Psalm 117. A lot of them, we know those points. But what then does it mean for us? The first point I have here is, therefore, do we praise the Lord in our lives? Do we, as we live each day in our mind, in our words, in our hearts, praise the Lord who is so great, who has pardoned us by giving us faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, and who helps us every day, who is gracious to us, and who leads us each day of our lives? So do we praise the Lord in our lives? Not just in our words, but also in the way we live our lives. Are our lives pleasing and praising God? So I hope that we can reflect and consider with these two verses and the key points, easily to be able to reflect, remember, and consider that the Lord's greatness is unequaled. It is unsurpassed. He is great above all things. The Lord's merciful kindness is great toward us. And he is the only truth we can rely on throughout our lives. And so let us live in praise of the Lord. That's all I want to share for this devotion tonight. And so let us pray. Our gracious Heavenly Father, we thank you for bringing us to come together as your people to praise you, to seek you. And we thank you for thy word in Psalm 117 verses 1 and 2, that we could be reminded of your great merciful kindness, and that your truth endures forever, and that we are to praise you and to live in praise of you. Father, as we continue to pray for various items, help us that we can pray with a mindset and heart to pray to you, and help us to do the same, to live our lives praising you each day of our lives, for we are grateful to you for what you have done for us, saving us from eternal condemnation, giving us an eternal hope of heaven with thee, and also helping us each day of our lives. So Lord, thank you for this time of the reminder in your precious word, and grant us a blessed time as we seek you in prayer. All these we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.